From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Syrian state television is reporting that a suicide bomber in a car blew himself up in central Damascus Sunday, killing at least 8 people and wounding 12 others. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 12 people were killed. Iraqi troops are pushing deeper into Mosul's old city in their attempt to recapture more positions from the Islamic State terrorist group. The area is a densely populated neighborhood west of the Tigris River, where ISIS militants are now making their last stand in what are expected to be the final days of the battle for Iraq's second largest city. A fire at a Syrian refugee camp in Lebanon's Baqa Valley Sunday killed at least one person. About 100 tents were destroyed. More than 1 million Syrian refugees live in Lebanon, mostly in settlements in Baqa, near the Syrian-Lebanon border. The World Health Organization says 1,500 people have died since April in the rapidly spreading cholera outbreak in Yemen. Almost 250,000 people have been affected. The WHO says about 250,000 of those killed were children. A 2-year Saudi-led campaign against Houthi rebels has damaged infrastructure and caused medicine shortages in Yemen, the Arab world's poorest country. Brazilian police say they have arrested an infamous drug kingpin who had evaded them for 3 decades. Luis Carlos Darrocha had undergone plastic surgery in his heretofore successful efforts to stay free. Police believe he operates a huge international cocaine empire. This is VOA News. The famine may have ended in South Sudan, but the Red Cross is warning that the humanitarian situation is still severe. Lisa Schlein reports from Red Cross headquarters in Geneva.
The South Sudanese government and the United Nations declared on June 21st that the famine that had struck parts of Unity State is over. The International Red Cross Federation warns, however, against complacency. The head of the agency's office in South Sudan, Michael Charles, says the situation remains precarious, although famine conditions are no longer present.
We have over 1.7 million people that are at the brink of famine. And really, you know, the lifting of the famine vis-a-vis the emergency phase of food insecurity is very blurry in the eyes of the people that are affected.
Charles says efforts by aid agencies have managed to lift South Sudan out of famine, but he warns that another man-made disaster brought on by conflict could occur if peace efforts make no progress. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Samsung Electronics said Sunday it will start selling refurbished versions of the Galaxy Note 7 smartphone this week in South Korea. The Note 7 was recalled last year because its battery sometimes overheated and caught fire. The refurbished versions will use different batteries. The former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is back at his home in Tel Aviv not long after being released from prison. The parole board granted him an early release from his 27-month sentence for corruption. He had served 16 months, about two-thirds of his sentence. The 71-year-old Olmert did not speak to reporters. He was convicted in 2014 of obstruction of justice and accepting bribes while he was mayor of Jerusalem. And President Trump ratcheted up his attacks on the mainstream American news media Sunday, tweeting a fake professional wrestling video showing him tackling and beating up someone with a CNN logo electronically pasted on their face. He also called CNN the FNN, the fraud news network. Trump posted the video on both his personal and presidential Twitter accounts a day after he described his use of social media as, quote, modern-day presidential, a way to communicate with millions of his followers by bypassing traditional American media outlets. The video is from a 2007 professional wrestling event called WrestleMania, where Trump performed outside the wrestling ring in a fake match. The CNN logo is superimposed on the head of Trump's opponent as Trump pounds away with his fists before walking away triumphantly. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.